Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Sounds alternative.
255 music. This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living. This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been forgiven. Easy living, and I've been forgiven since you taken your place in my heart. Somewhere along the lonely road, I have tried to find ya. Day after day on that windy road, I had walked behind ya. Easy living, and I've been forgiven since you've taken your place in my heart.
Oh yes, thank you Bob Barton for the last hour of absolutely excellent music. Bob will be back with you for 15 minutes or so to say his very final cheerio when we close the station down in a couple of hours. That's what they're doing in the other studio at the moment. They are all getting together and finding the last records, and it's quite a sad situation really. Anyway, welcome to the Steve Dunn programme. It's good to have you with me, and I'm going to say my farewells to everyone within the next hour, and I've got quite a few to get through. I'm also going to play you my own personal taste in music, being as it's the last program, which you might think is a rather selfish thing to do, but what else can I do?
This is a song of hope.
From the album The Sun Remains the Same. What can't far off be my favourite record of all time? Led Zeppelin. And Stairway to Heaven. This one's going out especially for Stan and his niece. Stan, a regular contributor to our programs.
There, lady, sure, all that glitters is gold, and she's buying the
stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed. With the words she can get what she's standing for. Ooh, ooh, and she's on a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. 'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird that sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misdiven. And I think you can see that. We'll be right back. stairway to heaven.
Superb track there, Led Zeppelin, from the album The Sun Remains the Same. Oh, sad, sad, sad day. Stay away to heaven, of course. Everybody's getting drunk in the other studio, actually. What they're doing at the moment, they're sorting letters out, they're sorting records out and everything to say cheerio to you with. There's wine all over the place, there's beer all over the place, and there's me stuck with a cup of coffee in Studio 2 here, putting together my final programme. Anyway, I'm really enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying the music. Don't forget, if you'd like to join us for a drink afterwards, let me invite you to the Sandwell pub, where we'll be about 8:30 onwards this evening, continuing the celebrations of the last programme of Sounds Alternative into the evening. This is the sound of Mike Oldfield with the help of Maggie Riley and Moonlight Shadow. Song about the death of John Lennon from the album Crisis, Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley, Moonlight Shadow. This is Sounds Alternative on 255 meters in the medium wave band. If you'd like to drop us a line, our address, which is still open even though the station's shut down, which may seem a bit silly at first, but still, if you'd like to write with us, we'll keep still keep in touch with our correspondents. We all enjoy doing that. And the address is Sounds Alternative, Department 255, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, in the West Midlands.
In the First World War, and for the first time in the history of man, nations combined to fight against nations using the crude weapons of those days. The Second World War involved every continent on the globe, and men turned to science for new devices of warfare, which reached an unparalleled peak in their capacity for destruction. And now, fought with the terrible weapons of super science, menacing all mankind and every creature on Earth, comes...
Sounds Alternative.
She
album 99, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and Hollywood Nights, superb album. That what I'm doing at the moment, I'm playing you some of my favorite albums of all time, or album tracks of all time, hoping you're sharing your enjoyment with me. I'm certainly enjoying this program, and I'm sure everyone in the other room is, because it's getting absolutely bedlam there in the other studio, with everybody getting together to do their final hour coming up at around 5 o'clock, when I think we're going to have a sort of a fun program between 5 and 6, and between 6 and 7 everyone's doing our final little bit to say cheerio to you as Sounds Alternative is leaving the airways for the very last time. A sad day today. I'd also like to say hello now to all the other pirate radio stations, or let's not use that word, it's a horrible word, and free radio, free independent radio stations in Birmingham and the Black Country. Saying hello especially to EST there. Thanks EST for some very helpful phone calls and helping us out to a considerable degree in the past. Also County Radio are going to continue, the same as EST, and it'll take a lot to stop old Stevie Merrick there switching off his transmitter for the last time. Also going over there to Black Country Sounds. Hello, Kevin. Thank you for giving us a ring last week. Much helpful, much appreciated reception report that. Over to Wolverhampton now. Hello, Paul Johnston from UK Radio, which has changed frequency to 103 now. I'm not quite sure when you're broadcasting, but thanks for the letter anyway, Paul. It was very, very nice of you to write, and a very nice letter from Paul. And also the other station in Wolverhampton, Phoenix Radio, we haven't heard for some time, but perhaps you'd care to come back and perhaps take our place to a certain extent anyway. This is Sounds Alternative on 255 meters in the medium wave band.
Hello, why am I here? What's my purpose in life? What's happening? Excuse me, who am I?
Steve Dunn.
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins? Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. The gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every hurry and place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped into the side door looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico, or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet, and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room, there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had that sudden flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. Suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, married it away. As your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall as a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you looking like a saint. Down the hallway footsteps, we're coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. It said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. On the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now. A sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Blood on the Tracks is the album. That's a super sound of Bob Dylan, Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. I think the microphone's just about packing up on me after 9 months of broadcasting. It would be rather ironic if it went before the end of the programme, wouldn't it? Going out now for all the free radio stations around the Birmingham area, this is the sound of Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. Also, I'd like to thank everyone who's written in to me over the last, 9 months or so since I've been broadcasting on Sounds Alternative. I'm not going to mention anyone out particularly, but those people who contributed to the Quiet Hour, thank you very much indeed. I'm sorry if you did contribute and I didn't get round to playing your three favourite slow records of all time, but it's suddenly come up on us closer than we thought it would be, final close down. I'm going to send the package of singles off to everyone whose record I have played on the Quiet Hour. If you haven't received it yet, that is because I've not sent it out, but don't worry, I will do. I promised I would. For all the free radio stations in Birmingham, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. And the way things are going, very appropriate.
Beyond the palace, semi-far drone screamed out. Tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow.
Love is lovely.
Let it grow.
Looking for a reason to check out. Nothing left to show. Plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow.
Rest is up to you. Plant your love and let it grow.
Album 461, Ocean Boulevard. The sound of Eric Clapton singing about the power of love. And that's the power we need at the moment to fight and do something about the perpetuation of hate. Brought down by the present government at the moment with its policies of unemployment and total alienation of the individual from society. We've got to fight against that, you know. We've got to once again become a member of society. Join up whatever campaign groups you're interested in and fight from inside those. I'd like to play the penultimate record on the programme this evening to all the women of Greenham Common. You're doing a tremendous job. keep it up. We need people like you.
It's easy to see a poor boy's blues when he's working every day. It's harder to be there in his shoes. He was born to be that way.
From the album Everyone Is Everybody Else, this is the sound of Barclay James Harvest and the trilogy of records. Poor Boy Blues, Mill Boys, and For No One.
Tell you tomorrow I'm leaving. Would you understand the reason why? A poor boy works hard for his living, but a rich man he plays to pass the time.
So goodbye, pleased to know you. We had some laughs along the way, but I have to believe it.
And there's nothing you can do to make me stay.
Trade. Some comes up like lightning.
dying day. We are mill boys, stuck on the hill, boys, stuck in the mill, boys, till our dying day.
It's easy to see a poor boy's blues when he's working every day. It's harder to be there in his shoes. He was born to be that way.
That just about wraps up the last programme ever to be broadcast on Sounds Alternative from Studio 2. I'm going to join the other four in Studio 1 now, and I'm not going to say my final ta-ta yet, because I'll be back in about 25 minutes time for sort of short bursts on the microphone, in a manner of speaking, I think. Anyway, the booze is flowing in the other studio, and the booze will be flowing tonight in the Sandwell. We want to see you there. The Sandwell pub is in West Bromwich, and just catch any bus to West Bromwich city centre, and it's opposite the bus garage. Until then, there's nothing left for me to say, really, because the last record I've chosen just about says it all. So, until 25 minutes time, when I'll be here for my final boys, this is John Lennon and Imagine.
Sky.
my purpose in life? What's happening? Excuse me, who am I?
Steve Dunn.
Nick Richards.
Keith Rogers.
Bob Barton.
Rick Moss.